Because the orphan heart will always fight for domination over the ones of true sonship. And even though the Arabs own 50 times the land that the Jews own, they will do anything to take the last bit of a person that is of the true sons of Abraham, the son of Isaac, the son of promise. And at first the natural, then the spiritual. What we see happening in the natural realm today is happening in the spiritual realm. The same wars within the church. The same wars between you and I, as we're fighting for a place in the Father's heart. And see, there can be an orphan spirit. And when I say orphan spirit, certainly it can be a demonic spirit, but it can also be a heart attitude. There can be an orphan spirit over an individual person. There can be an orphan spirit over a city. There can be an orphan spirit over a nation. And wherever there's an orphan heart, people get up in the morning and don't feel like they belong. Wherever there's an orphan heart, you don't feel accepted, whether your workplace, whether the church you walk in, whether the home that you'll go home to tonight. You either have a sense of, I'm valued, I'm honored, I belong, I'm accepted. I don't have to perform to be loved and accepted. I don't have to meet up to all the rigid demands of what a good Christian ought to be. And they love me the way I am, not the way I should be. We either have a sense of total love and acceptance, or we feel like we're on the outside looking in, trying to be good enough, trying to act right, talk right, do right, in order to have a place in a person's heart. That can be over your house. That can be over your heart. It can be over your workplace. It can be within your church. And that's why at these end times, before there's a major revival hits the earth, there must first be a revelation of the heart of the Father that breaks the orphan spirit on the earth today. And see, even though I was born again, radically born again in 1980, radically filled with the Holy Spirit in 1984. I mean, when I got born again, drug addiction gone just like that. Alcoholism gone just like that. Pornography addiction gone just like that. I mean, I got so saved. The first Sunday I walked into church, I even put my tithe in. I was really saved. But I continued to walk in an orphan heart. And even though I was spirit-filled, I continued to feel I had to be good enough to belong. That it's not a matter of salvation. You can battle oppression every day of your life because you can't cast out an orphan heart. You can only introduce an orphan to a father. Now, certainly, those in Great Britain know so well Derek Prince. But did you realize that for 50 years, Derek Prince battled oppression every day of his life till he was 80 years old? Derek Prince could set millions free, have crusades with tens of thousands of people, and thousands be saved and filled with the Holy Spirit and healed and delivered of demonic oppression, but Derek himself could not be set free of demonic oppression? Do you realize Derek Prince got up every morning till he was 80 years old and battled oppression every day of his life and could not be free? You can be born again. You can be spirit-filled. You can be healed and delivered and have a ministry like Derek's that takes you to the nations of the earth and sees thousands saved and healed and filled and delivered. But if you have an orphan heart, you will battle oppression every day of your life. You can go through years of renewal, hours of carpet time, and go right back to the house and that whole home environment be more like a torture chamber than that of a place of comfort and rest. Let me read to you just a few paragraphs from Derek's own testimony.